Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tuan Russell, and he is such a friend of the program, former Cane, former Dolphin, so philanthropic here in South Florida. But he has added a new title, a new job. I'm guessing a job that might take him away from us. You know?
Ooh,
like he's...
No.
He's busy. He's busy.
He's big man.
He is now the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, and I believe the previous athletic director was there for like 5 decades.
Yeah.
So this is not where you know this isn't Tuan walking in taking a summer gig at Chipotle. I mean this is the real deal. No, congratulations, Tuan. That is a super high profile job here in South Florida, and we wanted to congratulate you.
Well, thank you very much. But you know what? This show is very high profile. I'm listening earlier today, and I'm like, they got their own intro song. I'm like, I figured I wouldn't be invited anymore because I know if I had an intro song, I'd walk a little different. Y'all can tell me nothing.
You're in the intro song. You know you're in it?
I did hear that.
I mean,
I did hear it.
It's just me saying, Tuan, take your shirt off, Tuan. Let's play it. Let's play it for Tuan one more time so he can really suck it all in. This is our friend Marcos records under the name Art God Savi. And here it is, the Hockman and Crowder theme song.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles.
Did you? Boca
the
represent.
The current pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hotman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hotman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that be bringing it along.
Locked in to the Hockman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hockman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a rock.
That's flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Unbutton your shirt, Tuan. Unbutton your shirt, Tuan. Tuan Russell making the appearance. That song's a slapper, isn't it, Tuan?
That's awesome. They had a little flow, too. I don't know who made that. They had a little... I was feeling it. I was pleasantly surprised.
Art God Savi, baby. Tuan, were you lined up for this job? Because George Smith, the dude he talking about, George Smith, and Tuan, you laughed. The man's been there since 1972. So he has been there 5 damn decades.
So, 49 years.
Like, yeah, but did you interview for this? Did this just come up? Like, how did you become the athletic director of the historic, respected St. Thomas Aquinas?
I mean, it's funny, you know. I don't know if I ever thought about being athletic director at St. Thomas. I think when I went back to school and got my master's, I said, you know, one day I want to be athletic director. I definitely said that in the universe. And when this opportunity presented itself, I mean, literally the Thursday before, within a week of applying and doing the interview, and, you know, an offer was made. I accepted all within a week. I mean, it was Thursday I applied, informed the Dolphins and let them know. And they're, what was great is they were so supportive and they were so excited for me. And I interviewed that following, I think, Tuesday. Offer was Wednesday. And we figured it out like pretty quickly. And it was a whirlwind of emotions. You know, obviously I had to get buy-in from wifey, and she was like, let's do it. And it was exciting, Matt. I'm so excited to be in a place that helped me become who I am. And I think when we sat down as a family and said, okay, is this something that we want to do? It boiled down to one singular thing. How can we make the greatest impact on the world through the resources that we have, and to be able to be part of one of the greatest high schools in the world and be able to help lead that school and be a part of helping the leadership there implement all the things that they want? I think that's what excited me the most. I mean, we have 47% of all the students in our school are athletes. So that's a huge commitment, a huge opportunity to be able to share the love of Christ, be able to direct people's hearts, be able to tell them, you know, what they're able to accomplish and be an example. Like, hey, I went here. I went through the same challenges, or I went and had the same successes. And if you do it the right way, you're going to have an opportunity to do some great things in this world. And that excited me. And I just didn't feel I could turn that opportunity down. And for them to even consider me and give me the opportunity, I was humbled. And, you know, Coach Smith was all in. Dr. Loma, our principal, was all in. And I'm very excited to be able to do my best to follow the legend. I don't think I would be able to accomplish what he's accomplished, but just to be able to walk in his cape, I think, is an honor.
Well, we've been watching you do great things for the community for so long. Anyone who's a sports fan in South Florida has been watching it. I mean, you are tailor-made for this. I mean, this is so fortuitous on their part, and it's really exciting, I think, for any South Florida sports fan to know that you will be at the helm of, as you say, a historic athletic powerhouse here in South Florida. So we wish you all the best. And if you want me to come say a few words, you know, to the student body, I know Crowder wanted me to say a few things to his team, right? Didn't you?
I want a little pregame speech out of Hawk, but Hawk stood me up.
Yeah, you know, if you want me, you know, you want to have a little assembly or something, bring me in. I'm pretty relatable with the high school kids.
Hog, I think I can bring you in. Crowder, I don't know if you would come, would you? You know, you are connected to another high school. I'm just curious.
Well, you know, Twan, I know that you're in control of a budget now, so I would say, I'm not totally locked in anywhere. You know, I do discuss situations with different people. If you wanted to sit down, Twan, we can sit down.
I never saw the business side of Crowder jump out, but I saw it there, man.
Did he just say that he wanted to replace me as a linebacker coach at St. Thomas Aquinas? Just
well, now that you bring it up, Twan, I know you have a lot of responsibilities. So, you know, I know how to play linebacker a little bit, Twan. I just, you got my number, baby. You got my number.
Look at what just transpired. That was impressive.
Man.
Hey, let me ask you a couple things. Twan Russell is with us. There's a couple things we've been talking about regarding football the last few days, and I wanted to get you in on the conversation just to see what you think. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is going to potentially be a tight end in Jacksonville. And Crowder is just beside himself that this man believes he could actually play that position. And then we had Aronde on yesterday, and Aronde does not believe, as nice a guy as he says Tim Tebow is, there's no chance that he can play that position at his size, at his age, never having done it before at the NFL level. So you being a linebacker, Tim Tebow is there, lined up at tight end. What are you thinking?
They're going to eat his lunch. I mean, I would be surprised if he's able to make that transition. I mean, how is he, 36 years old, 32 years old? I mean, he's –
I think 33 now.
33. I mean, he's 33 years old. I mean, a lot of athletes start retiring when they turn 30. Now, here's the thing. I think they are – my guess is they're bringing him in to help change the culture. But the challenge is athletes only listen to athletes that are playing. So if he doesn't make the team, or if he's not making an impact, or if he can't do it at a high level – he's not going to make any type of cultural impact, because if he's coming from an athlete standpoint, you got to be able to play the game. And I don't know if he can do that. Now, in saying all of that, you know, Tim Tebow is a unique person. I mean, he's been playing baseball for, you know, I don't know how recently he played, but he's been playing baseball up until a few years ago. Is he still able to move the way he feels he can move? He hasn't had a whole lot of hits on the body, can he come in and make an impact? I mean, maybe they can force it. Maybe they can get him on the team. But he's not going to be able to accomplish anything that they want him to accomplish unless he can play at a high level. I mean, this is the same thing from a coaching standpoint. You have to have the best coaches on your team to serve your athletes. And then once athletes believe they can coach, then they hear them. So once people believe that Tebow can play, they'll be able to hear him. But if he can't play, he's not going to do much for that culture because athletes listen to guys that are playing.
And, Twan, if you were in that locker room, this is another thing with me to your point about, yeah, like I said it where he's not going to get up and give a speech as the sixth-string tight end. Nobody's going to listen to him. Sit down. Right. You're the sixth-string tight end. But the other thing, too, Twan, I wouldn't trust him. If I'm in a locker room with Tebow, knowing his relation to Urban Meyer, knowing that this is nepotism, he's bringing in his friend and giving him a job, I would not trust Tim Tebow as a teammate in the locker room because I think he's going to run back to Urban and tell him anything that goes on. I wouldn't trust him.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, how was he at Florida? I mean, was he the kind of guy at Florida that go run back and snitch? I don't think – he doesn't come off to me as being a snitch, but at the same time, you know, if he's on the team and he's not performing at a high level, people are going to say, well, then he's here to do something. Maybe he is here to snitch, even if he doesn't do it. So I think that's going to be a challenge. Like, he has to pass the I can play test first, and then he can help change the culture. They would have probably been a better scenario if they would have brought him on and formally said that he's player development or he's a culture coach. If they just made him a coach and said this is his role and his duties, if that's what they wanted to do. But once you put him in that player box, you got to play the game. I mean, this at the end of the day, everybody that lines up and gets a check, they can line up and play. And if he can't line up and play, he's not going to have any opportunities to share culture because, you know, guys are not going to respect him. You respect guys that contribute. And you can be contributing on, you know, scout team or can be contributing on special teams, but you're contributing. If you're not playing and they know you can't play and the only reason you're there because you're the head coach's guy, well, no one's going to listen to you. No one's going to talk to you. And to your point, Crowder, everyone's going to think you're a snitch.
Twan Russell is with us, the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas. Better than I used to have to say a million things about Twan. Now I just say the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas. I kind of teased this when you were coming on. So the Dolphins schedule was released yesterday, and we were just kind of looking at it today. And so the bye week is followed by the Jets being in town, which will be Christmas week. Because they play either December 18th or 19th. They haven't decided whether they're going to play the Saturday or Sunday. And then it'll be Christmas that week. And I just hate Jets fans. I want to get out of town. It's a great reason to get out of town for Christmas week because all these people from Far Rockaway are going to be coming down here with their undershirts and aprons on. And will you confirm, Twan Russell, a lifelong South Floridian? I've been here since 87. I mean, that's practically lifelong. Will you confirm that the New Yorkers down here are the worst?
The only thing they're good for is to help us with our taxes. That's it. I mean, they can contribute to the economy. They can help us pay for our schools. They can help us keep our tax bases down. But other than that, they can go wherever they need to go. I'm not a fan of the Jets, and I'm not a fan of the crowd that comes down when we play them. And, you know, that's from my Dolphin days. I can't stand the Jets. I have Jets toilet paper, and I use a lot of it. And I do not like the Jets. I've never liked the Jets. And it's not personal. I mean, well, it is personal. It is personal. I mean, if they're it is personal. Because, you know, when they come in town, they're disrespectful.
Right.
It's not like at least when New England comes in town, you know, whether they win or lose, they're respectful. When the Jets come in town, they disrespect our stadium, they disrespect our people, they disrespect our community. They get on our shows and lie and talk, you know, and manipulate to get on, and then they start talking trash about our team. They're just disrespectful. When we go to New York, we enjoy it. We, you know, we come in and we're part of the show and we leave.
We go see a show, maybe get a slice of cheesecake at Junior's. They come in, they're talking like this, and the seats here suck, and the water sucks, and I don't know why anyone would live down here. There's a lot of mosquitoes. Who the hell wants that around them all day long?
You know where they all live, though? You know where all the New Yorkers live, though? Where do you live at, by the way?
Yeah, I know. Okay. That's why I can speak so passionately about it. This place is replete. It's replete with New York transplants.
Hey, is that the worst? Are the Jets the worst? Like, do you feel that disdain? Because I'm with you. The Jets, even playing in New York, they just yell the nastiest crap out of the stands. Is that the worst for you? Is anybody compared to New York fans through your career, college or NFL?
When we used to go to Philly, the Philly fans can be rough, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, especially when it's snowing, they could be nasty. They put like rocks inside the ice and, you know, inside the snowballs and throw them at you, stuff like that. But it's, even though they're physically, they want to physically harm you, I can respect a guy that stands, you know, walks up to me and want to fight. At least I know he's coming. The Jets fans, they sneaking, they stab you in the back. You know what I mean? They want to violate your car. They walk through our parking lot and key cars and write Jets on your car. Like, they're just foul, you know, they're just foul sports fans. They're not fun people. I mean, I got a close friend who's a Jet fan, and I love everything about him except for the fact that he's a Jet fan. So once or twice a year, I stop talking to him. I don't call him. I wait for the game is over, and then we'll be friends again. But there's not very many Jets fans I like or even enjoy talking to.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of feels it. Do you feel that same way, Crowder? Was Jets fans, when they came to town, are they the worst? Or where did you say you had a terrible experience with fans? Was it Buffalo?
The Jets fans were nasty. I got fined $5,000 for cussing out a Cincinnati Bengals fan, but I think that was just him, just the one guy. But overall, the Jets fans, I'm with Twan. The Jets fans are nasty here, up there. They throw stuff at you. And Twan's talking about the snowballs. Like, that's slick. They'll throw crap at you. Just, you know, cups and ice and all kind of crap, man. Yeah. The Jets fans are nasty people.
Crowder, you got fined $5,000 for talking trash to a fan?
Twan, let me tell you this, because Jeff Ireland, is his name, Jeff Ireland. I'm not saying some GM. I'm saying his name, Twan. So a dude was on the first row, and he was just talking. You know how they talk. Oh, you're trash, Crowder, bleep, 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 just cussing and yelling. So I, you know, I'm an intelligent dude. I walked over behind the bench to the wall, Twan, and I looked at him, and I didn't say a word to him, and I turned to his wife next to him, and I told her to call me. I was like, hey, give me a call sometime. Bro, he told Cincinnati Bengals security. Cincinnati Bengals security told the Dolphins security. I don't know how many steps it took, but the next thing I know, I had a pink envelope, one of them little pink papers in my locker, $5,000 for asking a guy's wife to call me after he called me every name outside of lovely in the world, because Jeff Ireland is a soft – never mind. I was about to cuss.
You're going to lose your job.
Hey, when I was at the University of Miami, we were playing – it's Temple. Temple's in Philly, right? Where's Temple at?
Yeah. Yep.
So we were playing, and we used to play them in their stadium or whatever. And my dad, you know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with my father, but my father was involved with some Pell Grant stuff at the University of Miami many, many moons ago. So I'm at the game. I think it's my second year. I'm starting to get some playing time. All of a sudden, the crowd starts chanting my name, you know, and talk about my dad. I'm in my feelings. And I turn around. It wasn't a lot of people at the game, but, you know, it's enough people. They're there. So you got this one guy. He was close enough, and he started calling my name right behind the bench. I literally don't even remember doing this. I jumped over the seat, ran, trying to crawl up the wall, and the security guy was pulling me down. I just had enough. Like, they talking about me, talking about my daddy, talking about my mama. I couldn't take it anymore. They're pulling me off the wall.
Twan Russell went Ron Artest.
I lost it. I mean, luckily the wall was too high.
Oh my God, I wouldn't believe that if I wasn't hearing it from Twan. That's unbelievable,
man. I mean, I wasn't gonna do anything. I was that, you know that guy that run out there and play wolf tickets and just he'd make a lot of noise. I wasn't gonna do anything. But he got under my skin. So I can understand. I can understand that. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm teaching kids not to do it. I'm teaching how to control
how to control their emotions. I feel like you were going to do something. But that wall wasn't that big. You were going to do something.
No, I wasn't going to do anything.
But you, as an athletic director, now, like you're saying, you're you know, you're in control of a athletic department. Should I have been fined $5,000 for telling a fan's wife to call me, Twan? Would you fine me if you were in Jeff Ireland's sorry bastard? Would you fine me if you was in his position?
I would have got your money. Because you have to set a precedent. You have to make sure. Because what does that turn into? If you don't address that issue, what turns into next? You actually get the phone number?
No, you know, Twan, I was single back then, and I looked good, baby.
All right. Twan Russell, we wanted to congratulate you on the St. Thomas job. We are really happy for you, and hopefully you won't be able to you'll still be able to be a friend of the program on the regular. Real quick.
It'd be my pleasure. Yes.
Yesterday's topic, real quick, the movie Step Brothers with Will Ferrell. Overrated? Funny? Not funny?
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Good for you. Good for you. And that's
You'll
what makes
it.
Him qualified You'll to educate today's youth. It's terrible. Don't ever waste your time. Twan Russell, we love you, Twan. Thank you for making time for us, and congratulations.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Twan, there number's the same, Twan. Number don't change, Twan. Same number you got, bro.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.